We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, Slay? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. How you doing?
All right. Late game last night, obviously a tough loss, man. And I'm just going off of what I heard you talking about at the podium after the game. First of all, stand up job by you, man. Know that wasn't easy to have to go up there and talk about, but you did it. And you talked about it being arguably your worst game as an individual last night. We all know what the matchup was. Just talk to us a little bit about some of the things you thought you maybe could have done better, and some of the things that they may have just taken advantage of last night.
Well, I mean, it wasn't much I could have done. One thing I could have done better is basically get the balls out. Like I said, in my press conference, I lost majority of the 50-50 balls, all the ones that was contested. He was making very tough catches, man, with the big body he has. He was, shielding me inside out. So, it was tough, and he was making tough catches, man. He was good with his hands, being late, making it known the ball was there. And he just played an awesome game, man. So I gave props to him, man. Hope to see him further down on the road, because I sure changed the way I play him.
Well, I tell you, as a former defensive player myself, man, I enjoyed the way you guys came out in your first series. They were moving the ball a little bit, and then all of a sudden, on a play that was happening behind you and DK, I guess he was trying to block you a little bit, and he just kept going, and then you guys got into a little bit of a shoving match out there last night. I'm just wondering, no history between you two guys. He's a young player, so no history there. So what kind of led up to that little skirmish right there that we saw in the first quarter?
Oh, that's the thing, man. I ain't know. I guess he came out there to prove a point or something. I don't know, man. You know, like I said, I got a lot of respect for this game. To disrespect the player any type of way on the field. Mm-hmm. I guess he got a little mad at the fact that, the team was kind of crumb, was telling us, we coming at y'all today, we're competing, then we go whoop y'all. You know how guys go before pregame.
Sure. Yep.
So I guess he took it a little personal, I guess, I don't say nothing, so I ain't never said nothing to him, but he said, he told me 55 got you in trouble today. So I'm like, what? I'm like, nobody gave me no trouble. But I'm like, what you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? So then, so that's the next play. He tried to block me hard, and I slung him off me. And so I was just making sure the tackle was secured. I was standing over the pile, and I just hear him behind me coming. He kind of like digging, like he did one of the Odell Josh Norman movements. So I saw myself, and I tried to brace myself, and for the contact, because I see him coming behind me. Boom, and collision there. And I'm like I said, I ain't with the disrespect, and I feel like with disrespect. But during the game, man, we kind of chilled out. He calmed ourselves down, man. We both had a lot of mutual respect for each other, man, which is a high intensity mode, man. So, but like I said, that kind of got me out of my game a lot, honestly, because I never really got to that point in my life before. But because I don't bother nobody. I just go out there and play ball, compete, and I kind of got out of my character a little bit. And lost kind of focus. But then I settled down, And during the game, like I said, we were communicating a little bit and letting us know, like, it's neutral respect. It's not a big deal. You're going to keep playing ball and move forward.
That was part of the idea early on in the game to let them know that, like, you know, DK Metcalf's a big weapon. That's a good offense. Was that part of the plan coming out to be physical with him?
No, I wasn't. I'm playing ball. It's not personally being physical with him as in, like, trying to, belittle him, but it's just me go come out there and competing. That's what I do. I go come out there and I'm going to make sure I give him my all. And, I'm looking for his all too. So that was my idea. I never to be personally physical or no one, nothing like that. Like, but it was just basically you just go out here. Hey, I'm coming out here to be competing, and you consider yourself as one of the best in the game. I consider one of myself the best. Let's put on the show, and that's what I was looking for to do.
Mm. Overall, defense played pretty well, Slay. You know, 23 points is 23 points. Offense struggled again, but you held them a couple times. They had some fourth down plays that they did not get, including the one down by the goal line. So overall, outside of your performance against DK, you felt the defense played pretty well?
Oh yeah, we did play well, man. We know it was hard. You know, everybody knows it's a team sport, so we try to do as much as we can. And as the offense started off slow. You know, they picked it up. You know, but you know, in this league, it's just too good. You know, to be always trailing. So we got to find a way to start fast, both on both sides. We got to still finish strong. But like I said, we on defense, we did compete hard. And, you know, we did give ourselves a chance. But we could always do better, man. We could always improve. Definitely that first and, like, I think it was 2nd and 20. They ran a trap play for a touchdown. That's not called, you know, that's something that's not out of DNA. You know, we knew the play was coming too at that. So we had to stop that. And that could have saved us 3 points, and then the game would have been different then. So, but like I said, we go back to work, man, and trying to figure this thing out because, you know, we got, what, 5 left. The division's still up in the air. And, you know, I'm honestly looking forward to hoping, you know, we do get a run back with them against at home in the playoffs.
Well, to me, you're saying the things that a leader would say, especially at a point in this season where you know the team is struggling. And it could be very easy, Slay, to splinter, right? You know how this thing can go, man. And people start pointing fingers and reports start coming out. And this is being said, that's been said. And I'm just wondering, what's the culture like in the locker room amongst you guys? And is everybody still all on the same page with each other?
You know, I don't really – I mean, you know, I'm a defensive guy, so I know how the defensive mind thinking. Right. We all in, you know. Like I said, I talked to all the defensive guys at the end of the game, told them, hey, that's my ball. You know, as one of the best on the as a defensive lead on the team, them guys is, you know, hey, Slay, man, it's a team, bro. It's on us, too. We could have helped them get more better. But we all together, man. We won for sure as a defense. I can't say too much of the offense because, you know, just because of COVID, we can't even interact with too much going on. But I'm sure Carson over there and other guys over there trying to put it together. I know Kelsey is too because he's a true leader.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they over there trying to find a way to get themselves better as well. But I know on the defense stand, I can speak on the defense that we are we're trying to do everything possible to continue to keep giving the offense opportunities or ways to just get them to jump or get them a boost.
You know, I didn't until you just said that. I completely forgot that you guys aren't even around each other from an offense defensive standpoint because
yeah,
of this.
Not,
they got
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that except for on the practice field, right?
Right. That's it. We just go to practice and that'd be it.
Mm. Slay, one of your mates in the defensive backfield, Will Parks, was released today by the Eagles. Did that move surprise you? Did you see that coming?
Not really, you know, because, you know, he was a guy that's trying to get his groove, trying to find his spot. But, you know, I don't know what kind of personal issue he had or anything. And maybe he had something to go talk about them, about whatever. But, you know, I always told Will, man, I always want the best for you. I want you to be the best you could be. And, you know, honestly, he just probably felt like he could have did more for the team. And they, I don't know. But, you know, but it was surprising, you know, because I thought he was getting his feet wet, getting his groove going. But, you know, it's a business, you know. We still got to have a friendship, but, you know, I'm hoping he and praying that he lands somewhere good that he fit comfortable with.
Mm. He seemed unhappy with his role, Slay, because, I mean, he had 10 sacks. He kind of, when he signed here, a lot of people were expecting him to play more.
Right, I'm quite sure he expected himself to play more, you know. You know, he had came in training camp, you know, hamstring. So, you know, it set him back a little bit, and, you know, they're trying to work him in. He had a real bad one at that. So, hey, I'd be feeling like because our group is so versatile that all our guys can play at an elite level. So, man, you know, he probably was endeavoring used to just not splitting time with the guys. And he wasn't used to it, I'm guessing. I don't know. You know, I'll never try to get into somebody personal because I only can control what I control. And I let the front office be the front office. But, like I said, he's a talented guy, man, you know. I hope he lands somewhere that, you know, I guess that want to play that type of role all the time. I don't know. But I just hope the best for him so he could be the best player he could be.
Mm. Slay, the mood in the locker room, obviously, and you were just talking about how you don't really see the offense, and you said the defense is good, but 3-7-1, you know, I don't. A lot of people didn't see this coming this year, Slay. I'm assuming you guys as well. How do you keep your head in the game? You have a tough matchup coming up against Aaron Rodgers and a very talented offense there in Green Bay. How do you, you know, what's the talk about this week?
We ain't have a meeting or nothing yet because it's technically an off day. We can't come into a building or nothing today. So I'm quite sure you're going to have to say it's a hard task, you know. Aaron Rodgers, you know, future Hall of Famer, talented offense. And, you know, we just got to start them boys. So, next man up, we got to go. Next team, we can only worry about the next game. So, we're going to worry about this one that's coming up and get ready to compete at a high level and try to just get a W, man. This loser is not good. I don't like losing, you know. This loser ain't for me. So, I'm just trying to hope we can get it together, man, and just trying to get a win.
Devontae Adams. You said you guys haven't met yet, but that's a guy normally you would cover.
I know. Yeah, of course, I already know. Me and Devontae, we've been going each other for 7 years. Yeah, 6 years for sure.
You know, yeah, twice a year. Right?
Yeah, twice a year. So, and over there when I was in Detroit, so we were very, very familiar with each other, man. Aaron was very familiar with me. It's gonna be a competitive thing, man. Like I said, I'm one of the best 1-2 punches there is. You know, that's me coming from back-to-back right now, some of the best quarterback and receiver duo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm looking forward to going up the plan because, you know, like I said, I'm very, very, like, on myself. I know, and I feel like I got a point to prove. I got to bounce back with a better game. And that's my goal, man. I'm going to make sure I put in all the effort and the work I need to do that to make sure I'll be better this week.
Mm. Sounds perfect, man.
Slay, you know, be well and get him next week, and we'll talk to you.
All right, now.
All right, there he is. Slay. Darius Slay. Yeah, man, it's got to go from Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, to Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep. I mean, when you're the big play guy, I mean, you get the big money.
That's why you get paid,
That's why you get paid. Yeah, that's what he likes. That's what he likes doing. So that's the one thing about Slay, man. He don't get a week off. You don't whether the quarterback is at the Russell Wilson level or Aaron Rodgers level, certainly makes a difference. But that receiver over there, he's taking the number one receiver every week.
Yep.
Yeah, he don't get a week off. He from Terry McLaurin to Amari Cooper to whomever it was, right? He's been on that guy every week. And last night, was his worst game. This is by far his worst game as an Eagle. I mean, even close to that.
Yeah, and it's not like he got beat on like bad
plays.
As
we said, 50-50 balls. Yeah. He lost all the 50-50 ball matchups. And as a corner, when he's saying that, he's not saying he's going to win all the 50-50 matchups. He's saying he's supposed to win his fair share of those.
Normally don't lose all of them.
Yeah, you don't normally lose all the 50-50 matchups.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
So, that's what he was like, man, I didn't win not one last night.
And
like,
that one throw from Wilson where Slay was playing the ball on the receiver and didn't turn around, where, like, I don't know how Metcalf caught it. I mean, it was literally, like, on the shoulder of Slay.
No, that's because that quarterback put it to where he couldn't do nothing but drop it. Like, he put that thing right in his hands.
He
could have had the other touchdown. Remember, he dropped that one.
Yeah, he should have. Yeah, Slay kind of fell. And actually, he pushed off on him, too, on the play.
Yes.
Got him down. All right, our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers and the Beers Forever Mark Diamonds. The diamond is forever. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers should be your first and last stop. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. Online, marks-jewelers.com. And the question is, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, should the Eagles fire both? It's coming down, Ike. 76% say yes.
It came down 1%.
A couple. We're too far removed from the game. You got to rub it back up. You've asked that question post game. It's 85. Well, I was thinking it would be like that now.
No.
Yeah.
Is it because some people is it the anti-Wentz faction that's saying no, you shouldn't fire Doug? Cause it's not his fault. So I feel like if we asked the question of Howie, you would be like 90%. I don't know.
Right. No, I didn't even think of it that way. Yeah, you're right. Could be.
People definitely would rather fire Howie than Doug, I think.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like Howie being gone, it's kind of like, I'm like, whatever. Doug, I genuinely are like, you know what? Like, this probably isn't all his fault, but he's going to be the one that ends up losing in this.
Yeah, I mean, I know you want the quarterback to play better, but I think we can all look at the offense and say, well, shouldn't it be a little bit more catered to what the quarterback does?
Yeah.
Like, and that's your job as a coordinator. That's like as a defense, right? If Jim Schwartz had Darius Slay playing a bunch of zone, we'd be killing him.
Yeah.
And if Jim Schwartz didn't allow Darius Slay to travel with the number one wide receiver and we're getting killed by a number one wide receiver,
we'd
be killing Jim Schwartz.
Yeah. Yeah, we kill Jim Schwartz if the defense plays bad. So that's
yeah. So yeah. It's Doug's offense, and he understands he's the one under the microscope.
9 called runs, 1 rollout. 9 called runs for the running backs, and a rollout. 45. It's he dropped back more than 45 times because he was sacked 6 times, so he dropped back over 50 times again.
Yep.
To the phones, Mad Mike.
Oh,
hi Mike.
Hey. Gentlemen, how are we on this fine day?
You're the only person happy, Mike.
Right.
I'm thrilled because I am an Eagles fan and a realist, and I understand that the only way to cut the cancer that is Howie Roseman out of this organization is to have this happen. So I'm thrilled about it. I could not be any happier because if it had gone 7-9, 8-8, 9-7, you weren't going to get wholesale changes. You needed this to happen, and I could not be any happier about it. I'm waiting for a Tuesday evening report that Howie's been fired, and I'm going to pop the most expensive bottle of champagne I can find and celebrate.
Yeah, but are you really sure that's going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
I was on the fence. I really thought that Lori was going to be able to turn a blind eye. But he can't. There's no way he can ignore this. Like, as much as he loves Howie and wants to keep him by his side, he can't ignore this. Because he'll get vilified. He'll be crucified in the media if he brings him back after everything that's happened. There's no way he can say that Howie can survive this.
I disagree. Mike, I disagree. I disagree with you. Like, I'm not saying I disagree that he should be gone. They made the playoffs the last 2 years, and they won a Super Bowl 3 years ago.
They barely made the playoffs.
But they still did.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, yeah, and that's why I said, Lori could have turned a blind eye if it had been another 9-7 season. You can't turn a blind eye to this. Like, he can't, and it'll kill him. But he'll have to get rid of Howie, and I could not be any happier about it. Like, this is the guy that has single-handedly ruined this franchise. Single-handedly. I don't even blame Doug. Yeah, Doug might be a bonehead play caller, but, like, honestly, you don't have any players out there, and you don't have any salary cap, and it's all because of one weasel, cockroach, rat of a human being named
Howie. All right, Mike. Give your brag. Do your brag so we can move on. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, by the way, did you steal something from me? Because I smacked you around in fantasy pretty badly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Mike crushed me this week.
I did see that. Yes, I did see
my
that.
My team is running out of steam.
Yes.
So.
And I'm just starting to pick up steam.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, yes, I peaked. I'm not feeling good.
You peaked early?
Well, McCaffrey coming back and then going back out crushed me because I was able to actually stay afloat without him, and then he's out again.
Yeah, I tell you, this past weekend, the league got hit with obviously a lot of COVID stuff, and, man, it's just hard finding players to put in there. I mean, I fielded a team in our league. I was real close to not fielding the team for the first time ever.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you don't want, like, you're making a decision on Sunday. Am I going to put a Steeler or a Raven in there? And if they don't play because it's postponed, I'm screwed.
Yep.
Right? So I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to play him, even though he might. And then, Mark Andrews goes on the COVID list. He tests positive, so it's like.
And now they're going to play tomorrow.
And they're going to play at 3:40.
Is that tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow.
Yep. 3:30, I think, was the kickoff.
It's an afternoon game?
You know why? Because it was at NBC. It's NBC's game. They have the Rockefeller-centered Christmas tree lighting special at night. And they didn't want to, because that's a thing they do every year. So it's already scheduled, right? So they said, we don't want it at night, so let's do the afternoon leading into it.
Wow.
True story.
Christmas tree is more important.
Well, they get
ratings,
ratings
failing.
Best of both. You know what? I went up there, and my wife and I went up there 1 year.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, so because she wanted to see it, and she always talked about right. she wanted to see it. The problem is we pretty much have to wear a diaper if you want to stand close enough. Well, because you have to show up hours and hours before to get a spot.
Oh, okay.
So then what do? I got to go to the bathroom. Like, it's cold. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm not waiting anymore.
I was going to say I wear a diaper.
Well, seriously, you would have to do that. Because otherwise, what do? Hold your urine for 8 hours? I'm not doing that.
It's New York.
So we left, and we were trying to get back to our spot, and was like, you can't do it. No chance. We were out. So we waited
for
like
2 hours.
So you
went up there?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, my cousin lives in the city, so we were going to meet up with her. And like we're waiting there, and I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, you stay here. I don't want to stay here. So then we went to go to the bathroom, and it's like, yeah, we're not getting our spot back. Like, we're trying to get through, and people are like, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I just went to the bathroom. I was up there already. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, people are looking at me like, huh? Like, please, beat it. Yeah, so that's tomorrow night.
Oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd definitely rather tune in for that than Steelers Ravens.
Yeah. No,
get screwed because we're obviously, you know, we'd like
right,
to go
home yeah,
and
watch we're on the air. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you see the fourth quarter of the game or something.
I mean, we might lose. I mean, Johnny bye week over here. Love studying the league.
Love it.
We might lose them for 340 on.
I might. All right, coming up, Torrey Smith, former Eagle, Super Bowl champion. Now, I follow him on Twitter because he gets good insights watching football, especially with the Eagles. He seems to be very confused with what is going on here. Especially when it comes to Jalen Hurts and how they're using him, et cetera. So we're going to ask Torrey. He knows Carson very well. What does he think is going on with Carson Wentz and the Eagles offense? That's coming up next. Markson Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.